Reaction. Written by Litra and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Jason Todd as Red Hood and Danny Phantom with ghost powers. Summary. Danny comes across a ghost with a broken core and reacts without thinking. He wasn't expecting to get emotionally kicked in the gut when walking through the stacks of the Gotham Library. His hand found a nearby shelf, and he merely held onto it over top of him as his breath came out too cold, too hot, too cold. His knee hit the corner of the baseboard, physical pain lancing up to cover the emotional gash. At the end of the aisle, a man, a few years older than Danny, early 20s, dark hair, green eyes, leather jacket, glanced in Danny's direction. His body language asked a question. His ghost core, or what should have been a ghost core and instead was a ragged, torn scrap of the thing, whimpered in pain. Emotion was the language of ghosts. The core of it didn't even have enough logic to form words.
"Grief," Danny sobbed. "Mourning, apologies, helplessness, too late."
It's powerful enough that even someone completely uncontaminated by Ecto would feel it, would cry or run from the discomfort. There's a hand on Danny's shoulder. The man with those ecto-green eyes is bending down to make sure he's okay. A quavering little question from a core that shouldn't still exist. Danny had been doing his best to put the hero thing on hold while he worked through college, but he will never be callous enough to turn aside from someone bleeding out in front of him.
"Safe, not alone, will help," Danny projects.
The guy in front of him is saying something, but it's words, not emotions, behind it, so Danny doesn't give it a second thought. He's got a hand out, trying to offer help, even as his core is screaming. Danny is going to have some questions for this guy later. Even in a major city, with thousands of deaths overlapping each other across centuries, stable portals to the ghost zone were rare, but being the king of ghosts had a few perks. Danny sent out his senses, finding a patch of cold one floor down. Died in the last 3 years. It would do. Danny caught the man's wrist. The stranger leaned back, braced for Danny's weight, ready to help him. Instead, Danny dropped his mask, becoming intangible. The man half stumbled forward, and Danny pulled down, through the books, the floor, to the table where some poor sap had overdosed on caffeine and stress. The smallest echo of a shadow of the death leaking into plasma, into the world through a pinhole. Fingers still wrapped around that stranger's wrist, Danny clawed for it, chipping away at the walls of reality. He forced them open enough to push his way through, pulling the other ghost behind him into the green haze of the world between worlds, the ghost zone. The minute they were through, the breach snapped closed again, reality repairing itself. They'd have to find another way back, but that was a problem for future Danny. The other ghost wasn't having a great time. He was screaming. Flickers of anger, sobs of relief, whimpers of pain so long ignored now come fresh into the light. The man's core was drinking in the ecto of the ghost zone, repairing, building itself even as Danny watched. The nearby denizens caught in the waves of emotion sent them back with questions and indignation, which Danny promptly blocked. A quick circle. A wall to protect and insulate the young ghost, then all Danny could do was wait. Jason just wanted an afternoon of quiet reading. He hadn't thought anything of it when the guy had tripped. Low blood sugar or something, he didn't care. Offering the guy a hand was just the polite thing to do. Then they had fallen, down and sideways, and the world twisted around him. Gravity didn't exist. Everything was green, green, green. A part of Jason knew he was probably screaming. It didn't matter when the pain was almost a relief. Sounds pounded into him like waves from every direction. Sounds with meanings that were more and less than words. The pit was flooding through his veins. All that work to claw control away from the beast, and suddenly it had the strength it had always wanted. He braced himself, ready to go down fighting, ready to claw and bite and howl until the pit was forced to smother him, ready to hold on with all his strength to the code he had carved out for himself. He would not be a weapon, would not be a tool in someone else's hands. He would protect what was his, however broken or worthless it seemed to others. It was his territory, his city, his family, and nothing would tear that away again. Not Batman, not the Joker, not the green behind his eyes.
Protect.
He mentally screamed it, replacing the heartbeat that had gone still in his chest.
Protect. 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 Protect.
The green answered, wrapping around him, lifting him off his feet like a wave in the ocean. He would not let it drown him. He would not become that rabid, starving, mange-covered mutt. The green coated his skin, sinking into his pores, filling his ears, forcing his mouth open to fill his throat.
Protect.
It thrummed, rumbling against his chest, almost purring. No longer a mutt, larger, stronger. A lion, content with its strength and the security of its territory. Ready to fight tooth and claw for what was his pride, his family, his to protect. The lion settled over his shoulders.
Protect,
thrummed in his chest like a heartbeat. He could breathe for the first time in, he couldn't even remember. He was full, sated after a lifetime of nothing but scrap. When he opened his eyes, the world was green. Not the green of sick and pus and rotten, moldy things, but the fresh green of spring growth, fading into summer gold. There was a weight on his shoulders, and Jason wasn't sure if it was his helmet or a red mane. Either way, it might be a problem, considering that the guy from the library was drifting closer. You okay? Feeling a little better? Jason clenched his fist. He didn't know what this guy had done or where they now were, but it had been a mistake. Someone else might cower, but not him. Especially not with the lion creeping under his skin. Whoa, easy. The man, ghost, lifted his hands. He was glowing now. Same features, but white hair rather than black, pointed ears, wisp of a tail, shards of ice poking through his hair like a crown.
Whatever you're planning, I suggest you reconsider. Jason growled.
I wasn't planning anything, really. You were basically bleeding out. I just reacted. But your core looks better now. Does it still hurt? It didn't. And that was almost as much of a shock as the rest of it. He'd grown so used to the pain that he could almost forget it. No more throbbing where old wounds had never been given a chance to heal properly. No more scraping when he rolled his shoulders or twisted the wrong way. Fuck. The ghost let his hands drop a bit. So you probably have questions. It's going to take a while for me to find a portal large enough to get back to Gotham. I'll answer whatever I can, and maybe you could tell me how you ended up like that. Oh, and I'm Danny, or you can call me Phantom. Technically, I'm kind of in charge of things in the Infinite Realm, but it's all kind of... He waved a hand back and forth in the air. The lion decided it liked the kid. Jason mentally shrugged. He'd seen weirder shit, and at least this guy was talking rather than punching. Plus, if he was gone for more than 24 hours, B would come looking. You know what? Sure. Tell me how any of this makes sense. Phantom laughed. Well, you know you're dead, right? Yeah, I was there for that. It didn't stick. Me neither. But it turns out dying comes with a few perks, once you know how to use them. Danny drifted in a random direction. Jason took a moment, figuring out how to move in this strange knot space. Danny gave him a minute before he started in on a story of how he electrified himself on accident and became a teen hero. When they eventually made it back to Gotham, the family was never going to let him hear the end of this. The end.